Yeah, it wasn't that great. No, like, I'm all for the big bad going after world domination, but shouldn't you at least believe in the reasons? Right, who needs a reason? Listen, I'll catch up to you. Yeah, don't let me keep you, bro. She's my project partner. Unlike you, I don't want to and can't fail this class. See you later. Hey, partner. Whoa, don't look so startled. You're like a bunny in the headlights. I don't bite. We're gonna need to talk if we're gonna make this project work. Ouch. I know it may not look like it, but I do know something about what we're being taught. I want to pass this course just as much as you do, and that means both of us working on it together. Sending me the finished slides isn't going to work. I got some time before practice. I did mean it when I said you're going to have to talk to me. Hey, you can't just avoid my gaze the whole time. The library? You down? You're not gonna speak to me any further? Just nods and shakes of your head? I can work with it, but it would definitely be easier to hear that voice of yours at some point. I don't mean to embarrass, I just want you to be comfortable, you know? And not so much like a bunny in the headlights whenever I say something to you. After you. So the project. Did you have any thoughts on it? Professor Pierce kind of left it up to our interpretation. No, go on. I want to hear your thoughts. Yeah. Wow. She does talk. It just needs to be about something she knows. Although I might need to get her a microphone or maybe a megaphone. You're really smart. Like I knew you were. Listening to you whenever you break past that shyness and participate in class, but I would never have thought of the project like that. Most people I know don't take it as seriously as you do. Like, you've already pretty much made an outline. You don't even really need my help. No, I genuinely mean it. It's a compliment. I hope I can prove the jock stereotype you seem to have me pegged as wrong before we're through. I'm not a total airheaded asshole. Just slightly. You know, I don't think I've ever seen you smile. No, it's nice. You have a pretty smile. You should do it more often. Why don't you start on the outline and I'll go and find any books that might be relevant? You forgot this yesterday, Bunny. Perhaps one did not want to be loved so much as to be understood. There's that bunny look again. Don't be so scared. I'm quoting the book, not flirting with you. Humor me in my attempt at small talk. we might as well try to make our time together a bit more bearable. Oh, shit, that came out wrong. I meant, we don't usually hang out, and it'd be nice to not just talk about school, you know? It's a bit bleak, don't you think? Orwell's outlook? You'll be surprised to hear that I didn't Google it. I can see that dumb jock stereotype working its way into your head again. I've read it probably 2 or 3 times. I'm sure hiding under that shy exterior, there's something a lot of people don't usually see about you. Appearances can be deceiving. I'm more than just a pretty face and a good throwing arm. What was that? Realistic. True, I guess you could say that. Maybe that's why it's so bleak to me. It's meant to be a dystopian fantasy, yet it's got some truth to it. You can take it if you need to. Unless you don't want to. Everything all right? What was that, Bunny? You had a boyfriend? No, wait, I didn't mean it as in how could you have a boyfriend. I meant, you always seem too focused on school to be concerned with guys. True, I did say that about appearances. When did you guys break up? He been hassling you long? Last month? You blocked him and he still hasn't got the message? Have you tried telling him you're seeing someone else? What? Well, he didn't believe you? Well, I've been told I can sound pretty scary. The offer's on the table. If he calls again. Maybe he'll get the message if it comes from someone else. And with that, it looks like we are officially the last ones here. That your ex? He call you every day? Of course the offer is still there from yesterday. Give it here, Bunny. Hopefully this is the last day you ever have to hear from him. Okay, asshole. Yeah. You're correct, I'm not her. Doesn't matter who I am. What matters is that you're constantly blowing up her phone when she doesn't want to talk to you. No, you can't talk to her. Hey. Dude. I'd stop talking before you regret it. I mean it. Don't call her again. What an asshole. Hey, we're partners, right? It's my job to help you however I can. No need to thank me. Oh, it doesn't matter. It was bull anyway. You were better off without him. No, seriously, he was just spouting shit. Sorry. Why are you sorry? Hey, if I was being hounded by an ex like you were for a month straight, I'd probably start acting the same way too. I won't take it personally. It really was no problem. If he calls you again, I mean, let me know. I can even pretend to be your boyfriend if I need to. You all right? Your neck? Huh. Maybe we should take a break from looking down at the books. No, you're obviously not fine. At least take a few seconds. We're not going to finish it all tonight, so one short break isn't going to hurt. We have plenty of time. Tell me more about yourself. What do you get up to when you're not nose deep in a book or battling off your crazy ex? Do you cook? What sort of stuff do you watch? Do you do any sports? No, I honestly want to know more about you. It's not healthy to push yourself like this. You're not a robot. It's okay to take a minute when you need one. Close your book. God, you're making my neck hurt looking at you. I used to be like you, you know, in high school. My dad was on my ass to get the best grades, and it's only since leaving home and entering college that I gave myself the permission to just relax, you know? I can only do what I can do, and stressing over it's not going to change anything. Don't get me wrong, I'll never get my dad's voice out of my head, and I don't think I ever will. But at least this way, I'm not living my life according to it. Your parents, too? My escape from it all was the field. At least I was able to be in my own world for a short time, and I could relax into myself for a moment. You never got to relax? Not even when reading? Well, you learn to switch off after a while, and then relaxing becomes easier, I promise. You look like you need help relaxing now. Oof. There's that bunny look again. I meant your neck. My years on the field have meant that I've got my own fair share of experience when it comes to muscle strains. I'm not going to touch you without your consent. Verbal consent, bunny. I need to hear that big voice of yours. Good girl. Don't be so tense, bunny. I won't hurt you. Sit back. There we go. I'm not being too hard, am I? Harder? You sure? Fuck. You need to stop making those noises, buddy. We don't want anyone to think we're up to something naughty in here. I hear that cute little gasp and see the way you shift in your seat. Anyone would think you're excited by the idea. Maybe I was right about your shy exterior hiding a secret. And apparently it's a naughty one. Have you made such naughty little sounds since that asshole ex of yours? Did he even make you make these sounds? He didn't. Wow. Not only is he an asshole after the relationship, but he didn't even make you feel good. What'd you say? Say it again. I didn't quite hear you. You've never had sex? Like, nothing at all. hey, there's no need to be embarrassed. We all have our time, right? Some people are just more comfortable waiting. Either way, there's no shame in it. You're not intentionally waiting? What do you mean? No one's ever shown any interest in you? Well, what about your ex? I'm not comfortable. I get it. It wasn't right. Well, look. You're beautiful. And any guy would be lucky to have you. Trust me, you're not the problem. When you say nothing, does that mean you've never... Okay, I'll stop. I wasn't trying to make you uncomfortable. We won't talk about it anymore. No. Put the book down. We're not finished with our break yet. I still want to know some more about you. See you later, coach. There you are. You enjoy the practice? I noticed that you weren't reading the book. Not good enough to hold your interest? Or did other things take the attention? Well, thank you, Bunny. My aim could have been better, but I appreciate the compliment, even if you're saying it so shyly. Hey, you wanna stop by the coffee shop before we settle in to work on the project? My treat, of course. I'm gonna get you to learn to relax at some point. I don't care how long it takes. Oh, come on, it's just a coffee. Alright, that's it. I'm just gonna have to drag you there. No? You'll come willingly? Oh, wow. Phew, if you keep relaxing like this, we'll never finish the project. I'm kidding, Bunny. We'll stop by quickly, pick one up, and then I promise we'll get straight to work. You know, I liked you more when you would hardly talk to me. You never disagree with me then. Ow, low blow, Bunny. You got too much of a pretty voice to stop talking to me. Don't hide those eyes from me. I like seeing them when they're embarrassed. So wide and innocent. Your ex bug you since I talked to him? He called you this morning? You answer it? Don't give him the time of day. If he calls again, tell me. I know you're pretty much perfect, but... that dude never gets the goddamn message. You don't deserve this. Of course I mean it. I could listen to you speak for hours about something you're passionate about. And that goddamn smile of yours is addictive. I want to spend as much time with you as possible before we have to part ways once the project's done. Not that I want that to happen. What'd you say, Bunny? Hey, no, don't get all shy on me again. Maybe I should have got you that megaphone after all. You feel the same way? Who would have thought it, huh? Us getting along? I never even thought I'd get you to speak. Wow, Bunny, I think that's it. And us talking about other things and the coffees didn't affect us finishing on time at all. Shame, really. It's not like I would have been grateful for the extension to have an excuse to spend more time with you. I'm glad you agree. Even if you don't mean it about us turning in late, because otherwise I'd sound as bad as your ex. Well, I mean, the bar's not exactly high, so I'm not sure if that's a compliment. He couldn't even make you feel comfortable around him. But I'm glad you're comfortable around me, Bunny. I never want you to feel any other way. I've said it before, I would do anything to help you. I would hope you consider me at least a friend. Hey, what's that face for? You don't want to say? Look at me, Bunny. Look at me. You can tell me. Whatever it is. Whisper it to me, Bunny. There's no reason to be embarrassed. You can tell me. You what? You want me to take your virginity? Fuck. To be me, Bunny? You have no idea how many times I've imagined you asking me this exact question. I always thought I was silly for dreaming about this because of how shy you are. Were around me. Shh, let me finish, Bunny. I'm not gonna do it right now. If I were to take your virginity, I'm not gonna do it by bending you over a table in the middle of the library. And I want you to be certain of this. Your first time should at least be special. You deserve the best, Bunny. I mean, have you even touched yourself before? If you're still sure of this tomorrow, come over to mine. I don't want this to be as clinical as we're making it out to be. You deserve to have someone who cares about you. And Bunny, I would make sure that you were treated like you deserve. And over the last couple of weeks of us working together, I've realized that you're just as beautiful on the inside as you are on the outside. You came. I'm guessing you still want to do this, right? Like I said, Bunny, I need to hear your verbal consent. Good girl. Like I said yesterday, you deserve your first time to be special. So, the candles were the least I could do. It's not too cheesy, is it? I'm glad you like them. No need to be nervous. We'll take things slowly. If at any time you don't want to do this anymore, all you have to do is tell me, okay? Ever been kissed? You have? Let's start there. Oh God, your lips are so soft. so beautiful. With your eyes staring at me so innocently. And those pretty sounds. Don't worry about our clothes yet. Just enjoy the kisses for now. Good girl. I got you. You like that, bunny? Me calling you a good girl? Lie back on the bed for me. Is this okay? Good. You dictate how fast or slow this goes. Am I going too slow for you, bunny? You want my shirt off? Ah, fuck. I don't think you'll ever understand how much I've wanted to feel you touching me like this. Damn, you've got gorgeous tits. They deserve to be free from this bra. You okay with that? I need to hear it, bunny. I love feeling how soft your tits are against my skin. Just knowing that no one else has touched or even seen these tits is making me impossibly hard. They're all mine, are they? Say it again. Like that. God, I need to feel your mouth again. You want me inside you? I'm gonna make sure you're ready for me first. We'll work up to my cock. You ready to take your pants off? To do anything you're not ready for. If you need a few more minutes, that's okay. I know it's a lot. I'm just happy you trusted me enough with giving yourself to me. I know I've said it before, but I really do admire you. Working with you has made me realize even more how much I want to get to know you, to see you smile endlessly, to cherish, worship you. this is all that happens tonight, I'm fine with that. Oh, God. You taking control of my hand like that is so hot. I can feel how wet you are through your panties. You ready for me to take these panties off, bunny? Lift that gorgeous ass of yours for me so I can slide them down. Oh, fuck, you're so wet. Keep your eyes on me as I slide my thick finger into you. God. Just like that. Your gasp is so cute. You all right, buddy? Good girl. Does it feel good to have someone else's finger in you? So much better than your small fingers, huh? Moan for me. It's just you and me sharing this moment, bunny. Lose yourself in me. And the feelings I'm giving you. I love those sounds coming from you. The way your moans mix with the wet sounds coming from this juicy pussy. The way you're clenching around just one of my fingers so tightly. My gorgeous bunny. Show me how you touch that pretty clit. God, you're amazing. I don't want to ever forget this image. You ready for another finger, bunny? Good girl. You're taking me so well. Did you just whimper, Daddy? Don't apologize. Say it again. Louder. Good bunny. Good fucking bunny. You're doing so well. Keep rubbing that clit for me. I know, it's a lot. You're doing so well for me. You need Daddy to take care of this clit for you? Just enjoy it. Daddy needs to taste you. I'm so lucky to have you to myself. Yeah, you like it when I curl my fingers like that? Writhe against me, that's it. Oh, bunny, you don't have to ask me permission tonight. Come for me. Yeah. Drip that cum all over my hand. I want to taste how sweet it is. That's it, bunny. Such a good girl. Oh, you're so beautiful when you come. even sweeter than I imagined. You okay, buddy? Yeah? You want to continue? Okay. Dealer's choice. What do you want to try next? You want to taste me? Fuck, those words coming out of your mouth. Well, tonight's about you. I guess you're right there. Fine, but I'm not sure how I can last in that naughty mouth of yours before I'll need to be inside that sweet pussy. Huh? You like how you taste on my lips? Yeah. Ready, bunny? Don't worry. We'll take it slow. Yeah, you can touch it. It's all for you. Oh, fuck. Can you feel how hard I am for you, bunny? God, I never thought I'd see you staring at my cock like you can't get enough of it outside of my dreams. Shit. Oh, fuck yeah. Jesus. Oh, God. Fuck, bunny. You sure this is your first time? Your mouth feels amazing. Oh. 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 Ha. Ha. Oh. 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 God, bunny, you're so fucking perfect. Stop. Stop, bunny. You gotta stop or I'm gonna come. And I need to be inside that slick pussy when I do. Fuck. 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 Oh. 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 That small whimper. You little cock slut, aren't you? Who knew you'd be so kinky? Perks of being stronger than you, bunny. Fuck, I need a moment. I want to make you come before I do. And after that, I don't think I'll last 10 seconds. Are you ready, gorgeous? Just focus on me, okay? Relax for me. Breathe, bunny. Focus on my kiss. It won't hurt for long. Oh shit, you're so goddamn tight. Oh, fuck. You're doing so well for me. Oh, I'm gonna slide it in further now. You alright, buddy? Let me rub your clit as I move further into your wet hole. That helping? Good girl. Just another couple of inches to go. Well, I know it's big. It'll make you feel so good, I promise. Breathe with me as I push further in. There we go. Oh, such a good girl for taking it all. Look at me, bunny. Look at me. You okay? You okay? Yeah? Yeah, you are. I'll wait as long as you need. You ready for me to move? Good girl. Start slowly. I didn't think those moans could get any hotter than they already were. I'm staking my claim to this pretty pussy. It's mine. No one else will ever get to experience how tightly it squeezes a cock. No one else will ever get to experience the way you moan when you get hit in just the right spot. Or the way your hands cling on desperately, as if you were gonna float away if you let go. Is it everything you'd hoped it'd be? Better? Well, I'm glad, as your partner, I'm able to help you achieve all you wanted and more. Wrap your legs around me like that. Good, bunny. Oh, my cock fits your pussy so perfectly. It's like you're made for me. I'm not stopping anytime soon, bunny. Don't you worry about that. Oh, it's so warm. Oh, so fresh. So piping hot in there. Oh, we're cooking. Oh, we're cooking. Moan for me, bunny. Tell me how much you like daddy's cock inside you. Oh, I can't hear you through your moans, bunny. You need to speak up. Oh, fuck, that's my good girl. Oh, daddy can't get enough of this pussy. And how fucking wet it is for me. Goddamn. Oh, the way you moan my name is so sexy. You ready to come for daddy again? And come with daddy's name on your tongue. And there's cock in your pussy. Oh, good girl. Mm-hmm. You feel me squeezing my dick inside you? Yeah. How does it feel to be fucked through an orgasm like that? Huh? Pretty good, right? You tired? You got one more in you, buddy? Turn over for me. Hold on to the headboard. You mind daddy holding your hair like this, bunny? You really are a cock slut. Desperate to have it in you again, seconds after I just made you come all over it. Oh, daddy's no better, though. He missed this beautiful wet pussy. This time it readily opened for me, just sucked me right in, yeah. No, daddy's not gonna be as gentle this time. If I get too rough, just tell me, okay? I need to hear it, bunny. Good bunny. Don't you? Yeah. You like daddy pulling on your hair like this. Yeah. That's it, bunny. Oh, bounce back on me like that. Oh, my cute little bunny. Oh. You have such a nice ass, too. Oh, give me that pretty mouth. I know you're sensitive, bunny, but you're being so good for me. Not long now. Where do you want my cum? I need an answer, bunny. I'm not gonna last much longer. Do you need me to stop thrusting so you can reply to me? That's what I thought. Oh, I'm gonna make you scream my name as you come all over my cock again. And then I'm gonna come into that pretty little mouth of yours. You said you like tasting yourself, huh? That sounds good to you, bunny. That sounds good to me, too. So fucking good. Every time I sit in that class, listening to Professor Pierce drone on, all I'm gonna be able to think of is this pretty pussy wrapped around my cock, and those goddamn gorgeous moans coming from that mouth. I'm gonna have a hard-on just delivering our presentation. Imagining bending you over and sinking into you from behind just like this. Making you scream my name in front of the whole class. Fuck. Oh. By the way, you just twitched around me. You like that idea. You like the idea of people knowing that you belong to me. That they'll never know how good you feel. Or maybe I'll take you right in front of that asshole ex of yours, huh? And prove that you're no longer his to have. And then I can thank him afterward for fucking up and giving you all to me. And then show him all over again what he should have done. How he should have treated you like the goddamn goddess you are. You close for me, buddy? Huh? You ready to come for me another time? I don't think I can stay in you while you come. If I feel you squeeze around me, I might just lose control. Okay, here we go, ready? On your back, buddy. Touch a clip for me. I'm gonna count down, and you're gonna make yourself come for daddy as he strokes his cock for his sweet little bunny. You ready? Yeah. 10. Fuck, such a beautiful girl. 9. 8. 7, bunny, not long now. Oh, fuck, you're so hot. Oh, 6. 5. 4. 3. Open that mouth, bunny. 2. Just like that. 1. Come for me, bunny. Release all over your fingers as daddy comes all over your face and in your mouth. Oh. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I love the way your legs are shaking. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, you look so pretty covered in my cum. Oh, I taste good, don't I? I taste just like you, baby. You all right, buddy? Not too sore? Good sore? I'm glad. I'll be right back. Let me go and get something to clean you up with. Don't worry about getting up. Just stay there. Here we go. Oh, all better. Relax. I got you. Was that a good first time? You still feeling all right about giving me your virginity? Good, I'm glad. I'm honored that you entrusted me with it, bunny. I meant what I said about wanting to get to know you more. You're truly special. And you deserve to be told that more. Hey, you don't need to answer me right now. Just relish in the moments after an orgasm in my arms. I'm happy I could finally help you switch everything off and relax, bunny. What are you going to do with this newfound skill of being able to relax? Well, I'll happily help you again in the future. That's what partners are for, after all. Oh, don't start talking about school. We were just talking about how you were able to relax for the first time, and then you go and ruin it. We'll worry about it tomorrow. Do I need to remind you how to relax? Like this. And this. You got anything to say now? Huh? No? Because I've got more where that came from, bunny. Got a copy of 1984 on the bedside table. If you pass it to me, I'll read you a bit. I may have started it again after seeing that's what you were reading. What chapter were you at? You don't mind? My tired little buddy. Close your eyes and listen to me. Winston woke first. He sat up and watched the freckled face, still peacefully asleep, pillowed on the palm of her hand. Except for her mouth, you could not call her beautiful. There was a line or two around the eyes if you looked closely. The short, dark hair was extraordinarily thick and soft. It occurred to him that he still did not know her surname or where she lived. The young, strong body, now helpless in sleep, awoke in him a pitying, protecting feeling.